Great to have my favourite man on, the superstar, the greatest of all time, Andrew Gaze, has been good enough to jump on the phone. Welcome to you, Gazey. Great to have you on.
Dwayno, I've missed you enormously, and it's very, very refreshing to hear your dulcet tones.
I get to see you on bounce still, though. I presume you're on bounce this week.
I am. In fact, I'm actually in the studios as we speak, just getting ready for another big episode. It's on tonight, and it's the last of our half-hour episode. So it's they've been a lot of fun because we haven't had a lot of footy, or certainly no current-day footy to look at, but reflecting back on some of the mishaps and the quirky stuff in the past, and, of course, the very, very popular Turn It Up segment, it's been heaps of fun.
So who's the Les? The Chief, does he call the shots in the pre-meeting? Who calls all the shots in the pre-meeting?
Well, there's no doubt that the Chief is the boss. He runs the show. He's been there the longest, and he does a magnificent job at it. And as you would know, Dwayno, his leadership style is very authoritarian, but as he should, because he's earned the right. So myself, Moons and Byrne, we're just there and we just do as we're told, and hopefully we can put a good program together.
I'm sure you will. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see some basketball in Tassie as well. And the NBL moved a little step closer today.
It did. And there's been a lot going on. And, of course, with all the moving parts, and there are a lot of moving parts by the sound of things in regards to what's happening with Tasmania and the development of that facility, and the government having to start the process of revamping that facility to get it up to date to NBL standards. And Larry Kesselman, not just that venue, but the work that he's going to do in regards to that whole area, in developing the area where that venue is located. So there's a lot of things that had to come into consideration. And with the pandemic that we've had to face and the change in the environment, we were all a little nervous to think, well, could this be a bit of a setback, and the timing of it may need to be readjusted. But as it is, with Larry and the way he's been able to get things done, it looks like we're back on track, and not the upcoming season, but the one after that. Hopefully we'll see the Tassie, well, who knows what they're going to be called, their mascot, but the Tasmanian team back in the competition.
Got a recommendation for them down there for a name?
Oh, well, the Devils is one that we used to be there, and I still think that there'd be a little bit of brand equity, and be very familiar to a lot of people. So I know a lot of the new teams have come in, have tried to go with something different, and I can understand the logic to it, but I also think that there's a lot of merit in just going what was there for quite a number of years, and they had some challenges, but they were still a pretty competitive franchise for many, many years. So I'd imagine there'd still be some fans down there in Tasmania that still remember them. So that might give them a little bit of a head start.
Yeah, well, the AFL might be, you know, a decade away. I don't know who owns the Devils brand. Who would own that brand, do you know?
Well, I'm sure the NBL would still have some. Well, I would assume that the NBL still had the rights to that name. And I think that given that they for many, many years, they traded as the Hobart Devils, and whether or not, I actually think that they should be embracing the whole state. So previously it was always the Hobart Devils, but hopefully this one, and at my understanding, is it will incorporate both the North and the South, because anyone that knows a lot about Tasmanian sport, they're very parochial in regards to their local team. So something that can really bring the whole state together, I think, would be the ticket.
Got a lot of people coming through on the speckle text already suggesting things like the Islanders. So 0433981116.
Oh, yes.
If you've got do you like the Islanders?
Yes. Oh, that's just, well, we know the Islanders in the ice hockey over in the state, so I'd like to have something. But, you know, it's got a nice little ring to it, Dwayno.
Well, no one else is using it in Australia too, so it does have a beautiful ring to it. It's unique and it's new, and we know that the Phoenix went with something new, even though Wellington had been using it, but the Phoenix decided not to go with one of the old brands from the southeast of Melbourne. They went with their own brand, so yeah, maybe that could work. If they have a great Andrew Gaze is giving it the imprimatur, then it's got to be worth thinking about.
No. Well, I just, off the speckled text there, I'm sure there's going to be some creative ideas that are a little risque, but I think that you look at what, say, Melbourne United did, and everyone at the start thought, oh, United sounds a bit like soccer, but it's amazing when you have a bit of success and it just becomes part of the norm. It sort of makes a whole lot of sense. So sometimes I reckon we get a little bit too caught up in the actual names, because ultimately it's the behaviour, it's the culture that represents the name rather than the other way around. So I think we do need something catchy, something that looks good on the merchandise, but sometimes we overthink it a little.
Well, the Tigers was an animal down there once. From memory, that might be taken, though, Gazy. Yeah?
Well, the Melbourne Tigers were around for quite some time, in fact, since 1931, so they've got a lot of history that they've got to deal with there and still going very strong, I might add, Duane. So, yep. But, hey, there's how many... The Tigers mascot right across the world is very, very common, so I don't know whether we'd have exclusive rights to it, but I think that they could probably come up with something a little bit more unique than that. And let's be also... be honest, that those Tigers down there in Tassie, I know there are still some believers, but the last time I checked, I'm not sure they're still running around. But I know, I don't want to squash the idea for some, because some still have a pretty strong belief that they're still running around.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen many Phoenixes flying around southeast of Melbourne either, but I'll keep my eyes peeled.
Very valid, very valid. I'm with you. Yes. Yeah.
the NBA looks like it's going to get up and running, which is great, and they've got this 22 team format, which is going to please everyone with a restart. But it's a little strangely organised, because you don't want teams coming back to play that can't make the playoffs, so they're going to have a like a pre-playoff playoffs and then essentially restarting with the playoffs.
Correct, and it's a lot of teams are upset that didn't make the cut, so it's going to be 22 teams, and I believe they're going to be playing six games, almost regular season games, to end the season, and then they'll have a play-in type situation. So there'll be those that are still within in touch that have the right to fill the last couple of spots on the playoff roster. So it's I'm really looking forward to it, because it's going to be different, and you're almost going to see that it's in its purest form, in the sense that we all know in all team sports the value of home court, and sometimes that can have a significant influence on outcomes of games. Whereas in this situation, it eliminates all that. So how the players respond and how they present it on for the TV audience is... it's going to be a real challenge, but I'm looking forward to see what they come up with. But history shows that when it comes to presenting the game, the way in which it's distributed throughout the media, I don't know if there's any better that do it than the NBA. So it's going to be, I'm sure there's going to have some new innovative ways to deal with this unique situation. But as all sports fans, cannot wait to see some real live action hoops.
Yeah, I know that you're sick of, you've watched The Last Dance 8 times, so it's time to get some real stuff back. Can't wait for the NBL to get back as well, Gazy. I can't wait to be sitting next to you again.
Wow, that's it. We've got a, it's going to be, again, for us, it's going to be an interesting situation, because teams are going to have to juggle their salary caps a little bit more than what they've done in the past, and it's still a very hot destination as far as talent is concerned, and we've got some new coaches coming into the competition and a lot to look forward to. And no one brings the game better to the fan than your good self, my friend. Can't wait to be sitting alongside you and just get the excitement that you generate is extraordinary. So it's going to be heaps of fun, and hopefully your audience out there is looking forward to it as well.
Yep, I'm just the bass player, Gazy. You're the lead singer. We'll stick to that formula. Great to have you, Gazy, and I better let you get in there. You're about to tape bounce. I better let you get back to it.
It's going to be a good show, so tune in tonight, and hopefully you'll give us a full breakdown of the show, a review on Monday of everyone's performance, Duane.